com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Alrighty, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Jumping the gun there.
I know, I couldn't wait. I was like, I couldn't wait to get on air today.
Why?
Because I love being on the radio.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
That's a good
experience. I love it.
That's a good one.
Well, let me welcome everyone to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have an awesome week for you. The lineup is just incredible, and we're going to kick it off today with a couple of folks. First off, let me just give you a sneak preview. We're going to be bringing on Dr. Travis Bradbury. We're going to be talking about the personality code and personality. And for those of you that don't know, about my background in psychology, I am one of these people that likes to look at organization and individual behavior and think about what we need to do, how we need to act in order to live our lives full out. I have always been baffled by one of what they call in psychology the construct of personality. And I am thrilled to have Dr. Bradbury join us today, because we're going to chit-chat about personality and what it means. Because I think I've got an issue about personality.
Do tell.
I do.
I'm curious where you're going to go with this.
Well,
one.
You know, for me, it's been like growing up, and I don't know if you would call me sort of the black sheep of the family, or...
Well, you're wearing black now.
I'm totally wearing black
you
now.
You just called it out
and actually,
yourself.
I've been told, don't wear black. But the bottom line is...
Black's fine.
I've always had a different perspective on life, a little bit different. And as you get older, you take these personality assessment tests. And you take them and you think, oh my God, this is the way I am. And I love it when you do it in the workplace, like you're doing with a group of people, and then you have to share what your score is on the personality test. And like then everybody knows, and then all of a sudden your boss says something about your personality, and it's like, leave me alone, I know what I am. But the thing that I found, Benny, about personality is I took the Myers-Briggs test I've taken it like 3 or 4 times in my career, and it showed up at one way. The last time I took it, it showed up different, in a different way. So the question is, can personality change?
Hmm.
And we're going to have, I hope I don't get into a heated argument here with Dr. Travis.
You think it'll be heated?
I don't know. We'll see. He's only on for 12 minutes, so maybe not.
So it can't get that bad.
It can't get that bad. And then later on, Kathy Ann Lewis has agreed to join us today, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis. And, for me, she offers a fresh perspective on ancient wisdom teaching. She's going to be here today because we are going to extend the conversation that we started last week about the events in Virginia Tech and beyond, and some of the violence that has come up recently. And so she is here as well to join us and share her perspective. So she'll be joining us at 11:30. Benny, I have a song for you. This will tell you about my weekend. You ready?
Yeah. Are you going to play it? Or
do you want me
to
sing it?
Oh, you're going to sing it for me.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
That's right.
Well, for those of you that went to visit at the booth of the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, I was not there
you
Saturday.
There.
Well, because I had, it was really interesting. We were supposed to be at two places at one time.
Standing Brian, there with like a picture of your face, like on a stick.
Yeah, Carol. Carol was behind the booth.
Sure, it's dude, like, or she's
I'm
wearing it in front of her.
I know.
Like, like she's going to be a
I'm
puppet.
Dr. Pat. Well, anyway, I was there Sunday after flying back from San Francisco, but we were at the New Life Expo in San Francisco on Saturday for the day, and Brian was down there. Brian is part of our team, the Dr. Pat Show team, and he was down there. So I I got a hit in a in my meditation, and it just wouldn't go away. And then things started to happen. I had a meeting with Stephanie that got canceled Friday. The airline tickets were available, a great rate on a hotel, and it was just like, boom, 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 you just need to go. And so I went down Saturday for the day, and, you know, I don't know if I shared the story with you, Benny, of my trip from New Jersey to Seattle. But about midway through the trip, I think I was like in Sturgis. Was it Sturgis, South Dakota?
That'd be your favorite place in the whole wide world.
It's one of my favorite. But this was like in the dead of winter. We were like trapped there in a
storm.
I'm
sure there's still tons of bikers there.
Well, not in this storm. We were driving across the country and had a big old U-Haul with my car attached to it. And we're driving across the country. And we're like in Sturgis, way too long. I mean, during the middle of a storm, can't go anywhere. The truck was actually overheating because I had so much junk in there.
Garbage.
Including my Harley. And here we are driving across the country. And all of a sudden, we're in Sturgis. And John said to me, okay, where are we going now? And I said, well, we're going to Seattle. And he said, well, I thought you really liked San Francisco. I says, yeah, I really think I must have been born there. And I was there during the earthquake. I mean, I have some history in San Francisco. And so he said, why don't we flip a coin? We can always change the direction we're going to go. Because we were at a place at this point in time, right?
Where it was,
so we could change the direction.
It was the Y in the road, right?
It was a Y in the road.
It's either go left or go right.
I'm telling you, when they say you had a crossroads in your life.
This is definitely it.
Oh, man. This is like way too long.
I've never been on something like that before.
I'm telling you.
It's a trip.
It's a trip. And so here we are. And, you know, I bought some great boots in town. They were like totally on sale. You know, some of my, you know, I got like these snake boots and something else.
And these boots are made for walking.
I'm telling you, they're my fave dancing boots. And so we're like there and John says, okay, we're going to flip a coin now. I said, okay.
So you get that little heart flutter?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Because I so believe in, you know, whatever I believe.
Wherever you want to go. Right.
That's it. And so he says, okay, we're going to flip a coin. And I said, all right, let's do it. And, you know, like we were at this place, this restaurant, we were hanging out, you know, basically sitting there. John was having a few dozen beers. And so we're doing the flipping coin.
So you were inebriated
thing.
At the time of this coin flip.
I wasn't.
Who flipped the coin?
John flipped the coin.
There you go.
And so he flips this coin, and I forget now what it was. It was like heads Seattle, tails San Francisco.
Right.
And flipped the coin, and lo and behold, Seattle showed up. And so he says, okay, we're doing 2 out of 3.
Oh, 2 out of 3. No, I would even bring that up.
Well,
think you would have said that if San Francisco came up?
No, I don't think he would have.
I
think that, first of all, he wasn't even going to stay with me. The bottom line is he was, you know, my buddy.
He was helping me
drive across the country, which was something I'm very grateful for. But it was one of these moments in life where I had to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, do we do best 2 out of 3? And I said, no, we're not. This is it. We had intended to go. You did the flip, dude. You had one shot at it. That was it.
Because I was up for the one shot.
I was up for the one shot. You know, and it was interesting to see all the people in, you know, Sturgis, like rallying around this coin toss. You know, is life about a coin toss? Is it really? And, you know, this has been an interesting question for me in my life. And so when I woke up the other day and this idea of going to this live expo wouldn't quit, wouldn't leave me, I've had too many times in my life, including the fact that I'm on radio right now, where I've heard a voice say to do something. Say to go and do it. And what was interesting, I was able to figure out very easily how to fly down there, how to get a direct flight back, right, on the air, how all of this was working so that it worked out boom, boom, boom. Just on my favorite airline, by the way, Alaska Airlines is my favorite. And for those of you that don't know that story, Alaska Airlines was the airline that got me down to California to do my PhD every week. And the reason that that was so important to me was that I had a job up here in the second year of my doctoral program, and I was able to fly down every week, not only to be in a lot of my main classes there, but also to teach. And Alaska Airlines was the only airlines that flew, first of all, to Ontario, California. Direct flight. Wow. Direct flight. And so I would get up on a Tuesday morning, and I would get on the early flight. I would fly down to Ontario. I would get there like before 10 o'clock. I would be able to pick up my juice on the way, go to my classes, teach, and then come back, I think it was the next day, and then go back to my job. And I did this for an entire year. Never, never, the plane was never late. And that blew me away. Not one time was the plane late. Never had any difficulty not going down there or coming back. And it was a fabulous flight. I mean, it was one of those big old MD-80s that, I don't know if they're still even flying them, but the Alaska MD-80s that they're flying.
The McDonnell Douglas one?
Yeah, it was just a great flight. And I went down real early in the morning, and there was hardly any people on the plane. And they never canceled the flight because there wasn't enough people. And it was a fabulous experience. And so when we pay attention to intuition, this is what happens. Another thing I want to share with everyone today is that there was another thing that happened a couple weeks ago, and I heard again another voice say yes. And that is to take the Dr. Pat Show to the 10 o'clock time frame and do the show for 2 hours. And the station approached me about doing this, and without even thinking, I said, or blinking, I said yes. And it was that easy. So, you know, those of you that have the newsletter know that we will be starting next week on Monday. We will be right here on KKNW 1150 AM from 10 to noon. And for those of you on WWPR 1490, we will still be there with you from 11 o'clock to noon. So we're very excited about this. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about personalities, mostly Benny's.
What?
We'll be right back, everyone.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try to move your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. To the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I got to...
Do you know why there's so much publicity about stem cells? Well, they are the building blocks of our health, the foundation for your everyday healthy renewal. Would you like to harness the power of your own stem cells and increase their production by up to 70%? There is now available a revolutionary science to help your body's natural renewal system. The producers are so confident that you'll feel the difference for yourself, they're offering a week's supply for only $9.95. Just visit AdultStemCellNutrition.com. That's AdultStemCellNutrition.com.
Can changing what you think really change your life? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn how intentional living and the power of affirmations can change your life. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share her story, her company, and advice on how to live intentionally and design a life you love. More information about Affirmagy, log on to Affirmagy.com. That's Affirmagy.com. Release the negative emotions from your past to bring you your dreams into reality. The Empowering Your Life Seminar transforms the way you think. It helps you remove the blocks that prevent you from doing, having, or changing what you want. Limiting decisions, limiting beliefs, and conflicting values can be eliminated. Call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com to learn about the May 4th through 6th event in Seattle. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Awaken your soul at the Awakening Conference in Mesa, Arizona. This life-changing event brings together modern-day mystics, musicians, performers, and speakers. The Secret's very own Michael Bernard Beckwith kicks off this four-day celebration of purpose, peace, love, and inspiration. May 17th through May 20th at the Hilton in gorgeous Mesa, Arizona. Tickets are going fast. Reserve your seat today. 877-347-7799. That's 877-347-7799. Or log on to theawakeningconference.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at mybrotherskeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'll be telling you a little bit more about the music we're playing here in a minute, but I've got Dr. Travis Bradbury on the phone today to answer my questions that I brought up earlier in the show about the personality code. Dr. Bradbury, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to get right to the question because, you know, a lot of folks are very familiar with different assessments, tests about personality and what they mean and what personality is about in terms of everyday common language. You know what I'm saying? But
yes.
What is it that you've discovered in, you know, looking at a global study, a groundbreaking study for over 500,000 people? What have you found that can really set the story straight on personality?
Well, I think, first of all, you don't have to take a test that is a mystery as to the validity behind what it is, the test itself, and what it's measuring, and if it's really giving you something useful versus, you know, something that an intern at Cosmo threw on paper right before the pub deadline for the magazine.
Yeah.
I just think that's really important, and it's something that I actually have dedicated my career to. My company really works hard to produce tests that, you know, are useful and user-friendly and teach you a lot, and at the same time, you can trust that they're measuring something real about you and they're linked to real outcomes in the real world.
Well, let's answer the question that, you know, I've been faced with and we've talked about earlier today, and that is, if you are assessed with a certain type of personality, let's say, I mean, how does that play out in life? Is that sort of your personality for life?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, when it comes to the stable traits, your style for interacting with the world around you, your preferences for being around people versus being alone, whether or not you find you like to be in control versus you like going with the flow. Yeah, these kinds of things change less than 1% across adulthood, and that's something that, you know, we really followed the lead of the Baltimore Longitudinal Study of Aging, which has been funded by Congress since the 1960s, and they've been tracking people now for over four decades. What we did was we actually just looked really closely at those personality variables and tried to give folks a real user-friendly a method for capturing what their personality traits are to help them build that self-awareness that's so essential for success.
You know, in the work that you do, and I shared with our listeners a bit about who you are, and, you know, you're the president, of course, and co-founder of Talent Smart. And in creating this personality assessment, you've come up with 14 different types, and I really would love for you to touch on this a little bit, because I think a lot of us are used to many other different kinds of personality tests or tests of this nature. And what you've put together, not only in the book, and I want everybody to know, the personality code, what you've done is you've put together an idea of what these, you know, these types are like, what the strengths are, and what the challenges are. What are you hoping to do with the 14 types, and how are you hoping to influence or change the way we understand personality?
I'm really hoping that people are going to be able to do what I've seen our clients do for the last few years with this test, and that's just understand the people around them very quickly, be quick to read them and quick to understand them based on their type. I mean, you bring up a really good point with existing tests, and you have folks who are going around telling you some letters and some numbers that are really hard to understand and really know where the person's at. But what we see with the 14 types is when I tell you that I'm a diplomat, you know I'm not speaking about my profession. You know that I'm the kind of person who is really easygoing when there's conflict, who really helps calm the waters and bring people together. That's my strength. Versus the guy down the hall who's an opportunist, you know, when he tells me that, it's probably not a surprise. I've probably seen that before where he's jumping on situations that can give himself attention. But that profile is one that's where that person gets energy. And if I'm a smart manager or a smart parent, and that's the person that I'm dealing with, then I'm going to help put them in situations that will make them successful and help them to use the skills that they have.
You know, when we're talking about this in terms of employees and managers, this is really a way for both the manager and the employee to really understand the dynamics that may be going on.
Absolutely. And we work with regionally with a company that's headquartered right near your show there in Starbucks. And what they do in the stores is they have the managers and all the baristas take the IDIS test. And what you do is you have people who, some of them only cross shifts, you know, once a month. They hardly know each other. And they're able to say their type, to know everyone's type, and get to know really quickly what people's preferences are for work, how they like to work, and how they approach customers.
Why is this so important right now? I mean, why is understanding personality at this level so important right now?
Well, really, I think the absolute most critical thing is companies today are investing in their employees. I mean, boomers are leaving the workforce starting now at a rapid pace. And there's a shortage of talented workers. And
yep.
This forces companies to treat people like they should, and that's to give them a place within the company, to give them a future, to help them be the best that they can be, to make the most of their skills. And personality is a really great start. I mean, you mentioned our study with 500,000 people. And what we found is the distinguishing characteristic is not the personality you have, but how aware of it you are and your level of self-awareness. And that's really what this book and test aim to do, is build your self-awareness and help you understand things about yourself that you may not have otherwise known.
Well, and what I really want to talk to you about as well, and, you know, we're going to bring you back on because this is a much bigger conversation than you and I are having in this short period of time. But, you know, I've worked in organizations on the inside and also having my own consulting company been on the outside. And all too often, what we get to see is the misuse of assessments like this.
Absolutely.
And that's what I want to ask you about, because it would be very easy. I'm looking at some of these, so now I'm probably, as a researcher and psychologist, you're probably going to know where I'm going to go. I'm looking at some of these, and I can see how there would be a misuse, for example, if we were in a group, and, you know, I was sort of came out as a coach, and Benny took the test and came out as an opportunist. I mean, I could see a way, just like in the other tests that have all the letters, you know, I could see a way for this to be misunderstood or misused by the organizations. What safeguards have you put in place?
Well, we forbid them from using the test for anything other than employee development.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know...
Good for
people,
you. Good for
yeah,
you.
And you know, it's hard in the sense that, you know, having these kind of standards, there are financial consequences. I mean, we do have companies that want to buy the test and use it for selection, and we tell them that they can't. But it's the right thing to do. It prevents them from tremendous liability, and also it prevents us from creating a product that we think isn't doing good in the world.
Okay, here's my question. I've been dying to ask you this question.
Okay.
I so love this. And I don't know if you've done this analysis, or maybe you don't want to share it. Okay. How do these 14 personality types, is there, how do I want to say it? Is there a distinction between some personalities that align more with men and some that align more with women?
Well, interestingly enough, we don't see a big difference in the personality types. I mean, and we're looking at it further. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to some of self-awareness, there are some differences. You know, one thing that's kind of a sidestep from personality, but we find that men and women have equal awareness of their emotions. So it's kind of an excuse that men use, whether they've been conditioned to do this or choose to sidestep the problem. You know, they say that they don't realize what they're feeling. They don't know what it means. And we find that they understand it just as well as women do. In terms of, the personality profiles themselves, we see a lot of equality in terms of gender.
Well, you know, this is such an interesting conversation, and we'd love to bring you back to talk about it further, because I think the other part of this, and you're also, I want to have a bigger conversation that also includes, you know, emotional intelligence and what that means. And I love what you just said about the idea of emotion in men and women, because, you know, I believe that what you've just said is at least so true from my experience. It's hard to imagine that men don't, quote, feel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what they do is, there is a big conversation to have there, because they're aware of it and feel it just as women do. It's what they do with it that we see.
I'm telling you, all you need to do is watch a couple of football games, you know, to get in tune with what they're feeling. I mean, all you need to do is pan the sidelines every once in a while.
Yep.
And you're bringing up a very, very good point. I want to make sure everyone knows, because we're going to be talking with Dr. Travis Bradbury again. We've got lots to talk about. And hopefully you'll join us for a full hour on the show. I'm hoping we can arrange that with you.
That'd be great. I'd love to.
The book is The Personality Code. How about a website for our listeners?
Sure. It's personalitycode.com. That's PERSONALITY. CODE.
You know what would be really fun? If Benny and I can get a copy of the test, and then we each take the test, and then we can kind of, are you willing to share a little bit about that, Benny?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm on board.
We would love to do that. If you could point us in the direction, or maybe send us a copy of the test, and we'd love to go through that with you next time you're on the air. We definitely need an hour show for that.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, it would be so much fun. Okay, and then maybe some of the other Dr. Pat team members. Yay! Dr. Travis Bradbury, thank you so much. This is a fascinating book. I can't wait to talk with you more about it. Thank you for taking this message out into the world. You're really phenomenal work. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Thanks so much.
All right, everyone. Great book. We just touched on a little bit, and we're going to bring Dr. Bradbury back. The music that you're listening to is music by the choir from the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. And this is, with their permission, we're going to be playing a little extended version of this. And when we come back from break, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis will be joining us on the show for a very deep and heartfelt conversation about Virginia Tech and beyond. Stay tuned, everyone.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404. When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. We are all students and teachers of life, even masters. At the College of Metaphysical Studies, we have the largest curriculum in metaphysical and spiritual studies. Allow us to guide you on your path to self-discovery. Learn from the comfort of your own home or visit our Florida campus. To learn more, visit www.cms.edu or call 800-780-META. That's 800-780-META.
What would your life be like if you were outrageously joyful? If you have never even considered outrageous joy, then don't miss the Dr. Pat Show with life empowerment coach Tara Crete, author of the ebook Living a Life with Zero Regrets, Five Radical Ways to Be Outrageously Joyful. Tara will show you how to change your life in her dynamic four-week teleclass series starting in March. Log on to innergood.com. That's innergood.com for your outrageous joy.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.